A decision Wednesday in State Supreme Court in Albany dismissed a lawsuit seeking to block New York's participation in REGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. New York and other Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states have been participating in the regional plan to regulate carbon dioxide emissions by requiring power plants to buy emissions allowances through auctions conducted by the participating states. A lawsuit filed in 2011 challenging New York's participation in REGI was thrown out on Wednesday. The court ruled the petitioners have no standing because they failed to establish harm or injury as ratepayers, that state officials promulgating REGI rules do not usurp legislative authority, and there could be harm caused to businesses and other economic interests because of an unreasonable delay in filing the suit by the plaintiffs. The Adirondack Council is the only environmental group that participates in the REGI auctions, buying the allowances in order to permanently retire them. Council spokesman John Sheehan says keeping REGI intact is crucial.
The states that are participating in the regional greenhouse gas program are reevaluating right now the first 3 years of the program and trying to determine whether it makes sense for them to continue. So I think to all the states that are asking themselves right now whether this is a valuable program and whether they should stay in, that the court's decision makes it a lot easier for them to say yes.
Lawyer Mark Smith is the lead attorney representing the plaintiffs. Smith says the court's decision is contrary to law, and he believes appellate courts will rule differently.
The lower court's decision allows the governor essentially to impose a $350 million tax on the state's electricity consumers without having to put that tax to a vote in the New York State Legislature. Concerns about economics and the environment are always valid. All the economic and the environmental impacts of a cap and trade program like REGI should be done by the state legislature, not through executive fiat by the governor and his appointees. We view it as illegal and unconstitutional and undemocratic, and it should stop.
The Adirondack Council's John Sheehan counters that the REGI program has been beneficial for New York taxpayers.
The greenhouse gas program has saved several million dollars in New York and produced a great deal of money for new energy conservation and renewable energy projects that are being paid for by the proceeds from the REGI auctions. It's not only curbing greenhouse gas inside New York State, it's also having an impact on acid rain and an impact on smog, because as the power plants reduce their carbon, they're reducing sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide at the same time. That has a multiplying effect. Fewer people get sick. We spend less money on health care, lost productivity. All of this has a ripple effect of very positive repercussions for the environment and for the economy.
Officials from the New York State Attorney General's office were unavailable for comment. Mark Smith expects to file an appeal within a few weeks. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.